today we're going to learn Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is about to ask on the Shita of Reish Lakish. So Meisvei says Gemara, Minasu Nomer, Yom Shavodus Kachava Manachas Bos Hameches, the day that the Avodah Zarah give an exemption from the tax, Machrizin V'yomrin, they make an announcement, Kol Misha Notala Torah, anyone who takes a certain type of crown that they would wear on their head in front of, you know, that that's made of different spices, different grasses that were placed in front of the Avodah Zarah. So they made a crown out of this, and they said, anyone who wears such a crown, v'yaniach barosh of rosh chamora l'kavod avodas chavim, and is willing to put it on his head and on the head of his donkey l'kavod the Avodah Zarah, yaniach los hameches, we will exempt him from the taxes. V'imlav, but if he doesn't, he's not willing to do this, al yaniach los hameches, we will not exempt him from the taxes. So the Gemara explains the din of those things that the Jew buys on in the market on that day. Yehudi shenimtza shem mayase. So what's a Jew supposed to do on that day? Yaniach, if he actually puts the crown on his head, nimtza nenhe. It will turn out that he's benefiting from the smell of these nice spices that are all asur bahana, because they're all avodah zarah. Lo yaniach, if he doesn't put it on his head, so then he's going to have to pay the taxes, nimtza mahana, and that tax money is going straight to the avodah zarah. So he's going to be providing benefit to the avodah zarah. Mikan amru anosim anosim shuk shal avodah chavim behema teyaker peros ksus v'kem yirkavu mosu klimarchus yalicham liyam melech. And based on this, from the din that if he doesn't put the thing on his head, it's going to be a violation of being mahana the avodah zarah. So based on that comment, we learn that if someone does business in the shuk of the avodah zarah, since he is being mahana the avodah zarah by paying his taxes, the chav made a kna, and they asked Bahana anything that he bought on that day. So if he bought an animal, he has to cut off the bottoms of its feet so that it's worthless. If he bought peros or clothing or other kelim, he has to let them get destroyed, get rotted out. If he has money or klimatchos, metal kelim, which can't just rot out, so then he has to chuck them into the Yam HaMelech, where boats don't even pass by and no one is ever going to use them. It's never going to be a benefit to any part of humanity. Veizahu ikur. What does it mean to do ikur to a behema? Haminasher parsoseham in arkuva lamata. It means cutting off the bottoms of its feet below the joint. Katani mihas. But bottom line is, what we're really trying to draw out of this brisa is that it says in the beginning of the brisa, yaniach nimtzenene lo yaniach nimtzemahane, that if he puts on this crown for avodah zarah, he'll be in violation of getting hana from the avodah zarah. If he doesn't put it on, he'll be in violation of giving hana to the avodah zarah. So he's going to be doing an iser one way or the other. So apparently you're not allowed to be mahana an avodah zarah, and this l'chora is a kasha on Reish Lakish, who allows being mahana an avodah zarah. So the Gemara answers, Avmar of Mesharsha Breid Ravidi. He says no, they're from Rabbi Nassan in the Braisa. Yeah, you see that it's against Reish Lakish, but you can't reject Reish Lakish because of one tana. Kasav Reb Shem Lakish pligi rabbanah leidi Rabbi Nassan ana damri rabbanah depligi. Yeah, that brisa holds is going like the sheet of Rabbi Nassan, that you're not allowed to be mahana avodah zarah. But Reish Lakish says, I follow the sheet of the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Yochanan, several plegin. Rabbi Yochanan would say, there is no machlokas about this particular point. So the Gemara asks now in Rabbi Yochanan from a brisa, where it seems from this brisa that there is a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Nassan. Velo pligi, is it true that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Nassan do not argue and they both hold that it's also to be mahana and avodah zarah? Vatanya, but we have another brisa, holchin the original of the chavim, you can go to the market on the day that they establish for the sake of the avodah zarah, velokchin mehem behema, avodah mushvachos batam usadus ukramim, and you're allowed to buy from them animals and servants and maidservants and houses and fields and vineyards, because you're taking things away from them when you buy from them. They're going to have less stuff. V'kosei v'mala barcho shalehen, and you're allowed to write shtaros to be a proof that you purchased these items, and you're allowed to bring them to the place where their judges sit in order that they can sign and make an ishur, you know, and certify these shtaros, even though that's giving a certain amount of kavo to them, and we have to worry that it's going to cause him to be moded to the avodah zarah. Apparently, weren't worried about this. Because you are saving the money of Jewish people, because if the guy were ever to come and make a claim on the sale, you will now have a shtar that verifies that the sale was made. And if the guy who's buying is a Kohen, who's not allowed to become Tamei to a Meis, and therefore he's not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, because there's a Gzeir of Tumen Chutz La'aretz, Metamei B'Chutz La'aretz, Lodun La'arimayim. We make an exception, and the Chum allow him to even go to Chutz La'aretz if he needs to, in order to deal with the Nachrim about the din of these things that he bought. Kshem Shemetamei B'Chutz La'aretz, Kach Metamei Beis HaKvaros. And just like we allow him to be Metamei to Chutz La'aretz, we even allow him to be Metamei to Beis HaKvaros. Says Gemara, what? Beis HaKvaros Al Kadaydach? Beis HaKvaros, that's a Nisa Da'araisa, Tuma Da'araisa he. How could it possibly be so that we would allow a Kohen to do that? No, Ela Beis HaPras Dirabanan. It means we allow the Kohen to go into a place that has Tuma Midirabanan, like a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is a place where maybe there is Tuma there, because it's a Sadash Nevad Ba'Kever, where a Kever was lost there, so you don't know if there's Tuma there, or a Sadash Nechrash Ba'Kever. There was a Kever there, but it was plowed up, and he doesn't, and at any given spot, he might be touching an Etzem Kisora, but probably not. So that's the kind of Tuma that we allow in order to be Matzel Miyadam. So the Braisa just adds other things that they were makel with to allow a Kohen to be Kamtame B'Tuma Midrabanan for certain higher purposes, such as Umetame Lilma Torah, Belisa Isha. He's allowed to become Tame to go learn Torah, to get married. Amar Yehuda Emasai, Bizman Sheimotse Lilma. That's only if he doesn't find anywhere else to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Ava Bizman Shemotse Lilma Reine Metame. But if he could find a good yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't go to Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afil Bizman Shemotse Lilma Ditame. Lefishen Adam Zoch Lilma Mikol. No, even if there is place to learn in Eretz Yisrael, but he thinks that he could learn better in a yeshiva in Chutz La'aretz. So he has to go to the place where he thinks he's going to learn best, because a person doesn't necessarily maximize his potential in any yeshiva. He has to find the right yeshiva. Rabbi Yossi, Mais Rabbi Yosef HaKohen, Shalach HaCharab L'Tzaydan L'Motorah. And in fact, Yosef HaKohen went to Chutz La'aretz to learn Torah from his Rebbe, because that's where his Rebbe was. So we see that a person has to go to a place where he's going to be able to learn best. So the Gemara finishes up the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the Braisa, because Rabbi Yochanan paskined that, like Rabbi Nassan, that it's asr to be mahanan avodah zarah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha krabiosi. So v'amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha krabiosi, that you're allowed to be metameh even when there is a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the kohen's allowed to be metameh himself to go learn in Chutz La'aretz. Now, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan dealt with this brisa, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan must have known this brisa. So alma pligi, you see from the fact that the Chum disagreed with Rabbi Nassan, because it says in the beginning that the Chum allow him to go to the original Nachrim and to buy things, even though it's going to be paying a tax to the Avodah Zarah. Apparently, the Chum hold you're allowed to be Mahana the Avodah Zarah. So even though Rabbi Yochanan only commented on the second half of the Braisa, which had nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, nothing to do with Hana, it had only to do with a Kohanim going to Chutz La'aretz, but you see that he knew the Braisa. He was familiar with this Braisa. And the first half of the Braisa expresses an opinion of the Rabbanan that seems to go against Rabbi Nassan. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that he's unaware of any opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Nassan and that holds that being Mahana in Avodah Zarah is mutter? No, there is no machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Nassan. Velo kasha, and don't ask me a stira from the brisa of Rabbi Nassan on this brisa, because kan the brisa says aser below kech min hatagar. It's talking where you buy from someone who's a merchant, the shakli mechsamine, that they're going to take tax for the avodah zara from anyone who buys from them. But kan the brisa that allows buying at the yirid below kech mi balabayis to lo shakli mechsamine, is talking about where you're buying from Stama Balabais, who's not going to collect the tax. So the Gemara says, okay, let's analyze Rabbi Nassan, that when you buy a behema at the Yerid of the Goyim, so you have to be oker the behema, you have to make the behema useless. So Amar Mar Te Oker. V'yikar Tzar Balechayim, how are you allowed to just do that to an animal? Isn't it Tzar Balechayim? Amar Abai, Amar Achmona, Esusayim Te Oker, that Hashem tells Yeshua when a lot of kings come to fight a war with him in the wars of Kivush Ha'aretz, says, don't be afraid, and Esusayim Te Oker. So the fact that the Torah says to be oker their horses, or that the Navi says rather, to be oker their horses, Hashem tells the Navi. So we see that for the sake of minimizing the koach of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to violate this form of Tzar Balei Chaim. So Gemara says, but wait, Amar Mar, Vezui Ikur, Minasha Prasasa Minar Kuva Ulamata, Urim Minhi, we just said that Ikur is defined as cutting off the legs below the joint, but I'll ask you a stira, Ein Makdishin, Vein Machrimin, Vein Marichin, Bismanazeh, a person is not allowed to declare anything to belong to Hegdish Bismanazeh, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and whatever you're stuck with that's Hegdish is going to be a big michshal, because if anyone ever benefits from it, it's going to be a big problem, because it's a violation of Me'ilavim Higdish, the Hechrim, the Herich, and if you did something so silly that you were actually Makdish something Bismanazeh, or made something a Cherim Legavoah, or made a, or declared an Erech of something Legavoah, Behema, if it's an animal, Te'aker, Peros Ksus Vekelim Yirakvu, and Ma'os, Uklei Malchus, Yilichim Yamamelch, you have to destroy it. Vezu Ikor, and what does Ikor mean? Here's the stira. Noel Delus Bifaneha V'Yimesa Me'eleha. Just lock the door in front of it, and it will die on its own from starvation. So you see, it's not about cutting off its feet. Samar Abaye, Abaye says, Shaini Hasa Mishum Bizayin Kachim. Now, when it comes to something that's hectic, you can't cut off its feet, because that would be Bizayin Kachim. Normally, Te'akar means cutting off its feet, but not over here. When it comes to something that's hegdish, it means that you lock it up in a room. So ask the Gemara, V'nishchate mishchat, why don't you just shecht it right away, and that way it won't be a bizayon, as opposed to if you lock it up in a room and you let it die of starvation. So the Gemara, asibuhu l'dei takala, if you shecht it, then it's going to cause people to might come to eat it, and that's it's going to be a bigger problem, it's hektish. So the Gemara, okay, so v'lashavi gistra, why don't you cut it into two pieces, and there's no bizayon kach, meaning instead of giving it a proper shechita, just chop it in half and kill it. Amar Abaye, Amar Kravi, Nitasim Esmiz B'chosam Lo Sasun Kein La'Hashem Elokeichem, that you're not allowed to do this to Hashem Elokeichem, meaning even though there's a mitzvah to destroy the Mizbechos of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to do this La'Hashem Elokeichem, and included in doing it La'Hashem Elokeichem would be cutting up an animal that has Kedusha, that is considered to be Hagadish. Okay, we'll stop there, even though I realize we didn't get to main points, but I'm in a rush, so we'll stop there right now, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rava Amar.